Baruchim Haboim. Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Chof Amir Aleph. Nine lines from the bottom from the two dots. The Gemara previously discussed the end of our Mishnah that tells us that in the Beis HaMoiked, in the Beis HaMikdash where the Lishkas Kohanim would get warmed up by the fire, that Madur was able to then be slightly lit before Shabbos, and we were not worried that the Kohanim would then stir the coals on Shabbos, because the Gemara tells us the Kohanim are Zrizinheim. They're Bnei Tor who are familiar with Halacha and Charedim. They're Yerush Shomayim that are mindful and therefore careful not to then stir the coals. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, however, when we're going to make any type of Medura, then the majority of each and every block of wood has to be already ignited before Shabbos. Again, perhaps, then on Shabbos, if it was not done, then we would the person might be stoking, maybe stirring the coals. And therefore, that would be then over an Isser D'Oraisa of Havara, kindling a flame on Shabbos. Now our Gemara discusses an event where Yirmiyahu HaNavi was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to then write Megillas Eicha. When he wrote the Megillah and it was brought subsequently to HaMelech, and he read the psukim that says that the kingship of Klai Yisrael is going to then be destroyed, so he immediately ordered that the Megillah be burnt. The Gemara now brings a pasuk. I'll read you the entire pasuk in its entirety. It says, "V'hamelech yoishev beis hacharef b'chardesh hatshishi v'sha'ach lefonov mivoy eres." Here it says that the ach in front of him was burning. Ask the Gemara, what is ach? My ach? What is this a reference to? What does it refer to? Omar Rav achvona. Rav says achvona. It's referring to the arava tree, the willow tree. Ushmul amar eitzim shenidleku be'achvona. Shmuel says it's a lashon of achva, and therefore these are pieces of wood that would help burn one another. The smaller pieces would then ignite the larger pieces. Hahu de'omar lehu man boy achvona. There was somebody who was selling wood, and he said, "Who wants achvona?" Eshtechach arvoso. And it was found out to be that this indeed was the willow tree, the arava, that he was selling. So this would be a support for the shita of Rav that is referring to achvono. Ach is a reference to the willow tree. Om Rav Huno kanim ein srichin roiv. If there are individual reeds, they don't need the majority to then be ignited before Shabbos. Ogdon srichin roiv, but if they are tied together, then these reeds would require the roiv. Garinin ein srichin roiv. If they are date pits that are used for fuel when they're ignited, they do not require roiv to be ignited before Shabbos. Nosnan b'choysolois srichin roiv. But if these date pits were put into a basket from a lulav, a wicker basket, a basket made out of the lulav leaves, then they would require that they would be burnt, that they already be inflamed, rove of them, that rove were ignited. Maskif lo Rav Chisda adarabo. Rav Chisda asked the opposite. Ipcha mistabro. In the contrary, the opposite seems to be more mistaber. Because kanin mebadarin, when it comes to the reeds, they're scattered about. And therefore they would require lechora rove. Agodon lo mevadarin, whereas when they're tied together, they're not scattered, and therefore they should be able to then catch more easily. Garinin mevadarin, the pits, they are scattered, which require rov. Nosnan b'choysolois lo mevadarin, but if you put them into this basket, then they're already together, and therefore they would not require a rov. So the exact opposite is what you were saying. That's what Rav Chisda asked on Rav Huna. Itmar Nami, we have a statement that says the following. Omar Rav Kahana, Kanim which is really a combination of the two opinions. Kanim she'ogedon tzrichin roif. If there are reeds that are tied together, then they do need rov, because there it's difficult for the flame to enter the tied together kanim, and therefore they don't ignite well. So therefore you need rov before Shabbos. Loy ogedon, but if they're individuals, then ein tzrichin roiv, they do not require roiv, because then they do become ignited well, and therefore they continue to then burn well after they become initially ignited. Garinin, however, tzrichin roiv. Grarinin, even though they're individuals, these individual pits do require roiv, because they don't ignite well, and therefore you have to make sure that the majority are already lit in order for the rest to catch. Nosnan b'chosolois ain't tzrichin rov. But if you put them in a basket, there they do not require rov, because there they're going to then be easily lit up when they are together. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Yosef, Arov arba meduros ain't tzrichin rov. There are four different fires that do not require roiv. If you have medurois, then the following types of fuel will not require roiv. If it's shel zephes, if it's from tar, vishel gafris, if it's from sulfur, vishel gevina, if it's from cheese, vishel rovov, and it's from grease. All of these things ignite very easily. They're highly flammable, and therefore they will not require roiv to be ignited before the Shabbos. B'mas nisa tano, af shel kash v'shel gavava. The Brisa teaches that even if it's straw and gavava, those things that are growing from the ground, those stubbles, they also are flammable, highly flammable, and therefore they also do not require rov to be ignited before Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzin shel Bavel ein tzrichin rov. The wood of Bavel, he says in a general sense, does not require rov also before Shabbos. Maski lo Rabbi Yosef, maihi. Ilei masilte, is he referring to then silte? That's the kavan of Rabbi Yochanan, these small, thin pieces of wood that were cut and normally then used in Bavel. Then hashta psila. Amar Ula hamalik sar sheyalik berov hayotze. Now that Ula says that even the psila, that's the wicks that were made out of a beged that were dipped into oil, they still require rov to then come out. Silti mi boy, then certainly silti. These thin pieces of wood certainly would require rov. Elo amar v'yosef, rather the kavana must be soicha da arza, the branches of the erez tree, of the cedar tree. That is highly flammable, and therefore that would not require rov. The branches of the cedar tree in between the outer bark and the tree and the wood itself is some sort of wool, and it's together with the bark in the wood, burns very quickly, it's highly flammable. Rabbi Bar Abba Omar, Zozo. Rabbi Arma Omar says that the Kavanah of Yochanan was Zozo, which is a mass, and therefore that itself was the reference to what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. This is the mass, and that's what he meant when he said, Eitim Shel Bavel, this is the mass that grows by the trees of Bavel. Hadron Aloch Yitzios HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, now bringing the first mission, the second perek, having to do with lighting candles before Shabbos, as we were speaking until now about things that we do samuch l'chashecho. Now, we are also continuing in that vein about different hanhogos in halacha of samuch l'chashecho, namely lighting neiros shel Shabbos, which is either for kavod Shabbos or for oneg Shabbos. Says our Mishnah that we have to be careful that if we are using inferior quality wicks or inferior quality oils, then there's a concern that maybe a person will then tilt the Nair and then cause the Nair to then be lit, whereby he will be chayiv the araisa for the malacha of kindling on Shabbos Havara. Says the Mishnah, Bameh balikin vameh ein malikin. And what things can you light with and which things can you not light with? Ein malikin loy belechesh. The first half of our Mishnah discusses those psilois, those inferior wicks that cannot be used for Shabbos. Ein malikin loy belechesh. You can't use wicks that were made from lechesh. This is the part that is between the bark and the wood of the cedar tree. Here it's just the wool itself, and therefore that is not something that's good for a wick. That which we said above, just recently, right, just before rather, when we said the soicha da arozo, that was talking about the wool together with the bark and the wood. That's what burns very well. But here, we're talking about just the wool. Veloy, and therefore it can't be used for a psila, for a wick. Veloy bechoysen, and also not, that is from the pishtan, from the flax that are uncombed. Veloy bechaloch, and not from the inferior silk from the cocoons. Veloy bepsila sa'idon, you can't use wicks, not from the fibers that are found in between the bark and the wood of the arava tree. V'loy b'psilas hamidbar, and not the sieve, those pieces that are found that come from a long type of grass. The Gemara is going to explain all of these things. V'lo v'roko sha'al pnei amayim, you can't use the wicks that come from the green, that green algae that come from the water. V'loy, now the Mishnah goes on to explain the oils, the fuel that cannot be used, that are poor quality, that will then cause a problem for the wicks to then draw from that oil. V'lo b'sefes, and not from tar. V'lo b'shaiva, and not wax which was then made into oil. V'lo b'shemen kik, and not from cotton seed. V'lo b'shemen sreifa, here is an exception. Here it's referring to that truma that became tameh, that has to be burnt. And that truma became tameh that has to be burnt, since we're talking about a situation of Erev Shabbos, where Yontef comes out to be on Erev Shabbos, and you cannot burn it, therefore you're not allowed to then even burn the shemen sreifa, because you'd have hana on Yontef for that, and therefore that can't be used. V'lo ba'aliyo, and you can't use the fuel that comes from the tail of the alia, the tail of the animal. V'lo b'chelev, and not from the various fats of the animal, which are usur to eat. They're also going to be bad fuel for the candles. Nochem hamadli oimer malikim b'chelev mevushal. He argues and he says, if the chelev has been cooked, then that chelev can be used for the fuel of the ner. It doesn't make a difference whether it was cooked or not cooked, it can't be used. And here we have to explain in the Gemara Be'ezer Hashem, what is the difference between the Chachomim and the Tanakama? The Tanakama also said that you cannot use chelev for its fuel. Says the Gemara, lechesh, defining these things that are said in the Mishnah. What is lechesh? That you can't use lechesh as your psila? Soicha da'arza. That is the branch of the erez tree. Ask the Gemara right away. Soicha da'arza eitz ba'almahu. That's a piece of wood. Certainly you cannot use that as your wick. Answers the Gemara, no. Ba'armanisa di'isbe. We're talking about the wool that is found in between the outer bark and the wood itself, that cannot be used for a wick. V'loy b'choysen, says the Gemara of Yosef, nu'ores shel pishton. It's the short fibers that are found from the flax. Omar le'abai v'aksiv, but it says in the Pasuk, V'haya hechassoin l'na'ores, which implies that there are two different things. There's something called chassoin and na'ores. The chassoin lav na'ores hi. Elom arbaye kisna the daik v'lo nafitz. It's the pishdan, which is the flax, and the processing, which is normally in soaked and then beaten, and it wasn't yet combed. And therefore, that's what we're talking about when we talk about over here, the chosun. Not what we thought before, the na'ores, which is the stage after of the fibers that were separated and their short fibers, that we're not talking about. Here we're talking about before that, when it was only first beaten, but it wasn't yet combed. And therefore, the fibers were not yet separated. V'loy becholoch, the Mishnah says, you can't use choloch for your wicks. Omar Shmuel Sha'antinu. Lekol nechute yama. I asked, he said, all those who went down to the sea, va'amrei la kulcha shmei. And they said, its name is kulcha. Rav Yitzchak bar Zeira, amar gushkara. He said, it's called gushkara. Ravim va'abaye, hava yasbe kamei deravonot, nechemya achu derej galuso. They sat in front of the rej galuso. Chaz yida hava lovish mitakso. And they saw that he was wearing silk garments. Omar le Ravin la Abaye, hainu kalach disnan. This is the kalach that we're talking about in our Mishnah that is can't be used for its wicks. Omar le anan shira pranda karinale. We call this silk that is pranda silk. Meisve, the Gemara asks on Ravin, who said that. That which garments that he's wearing is the kolach in our Mishnah. Meisve hashirayim v'hakolach v'hasirokin chayavin b'tzitzis. This goes against the Tana who says that tzitzis is only chayiv when it's going to be made out of wool or linen. So this Tana says no, from all different types of silk. So you see that indeed kolach is different than the other silks. So Tiyufta asked the Gemara, it's a refutation on Ravin. Ibois Ema, alternatively you can say, to answer up for Ravin, Shira Lachud, Veshira Pranda Lachud. There are two different types of silk. There's something called Shira, and there's something called Kolach, which is Shira Pranda. Says the Gemara, now quoting the next part of the Mishnah, Lo Besilas Ha'idon. You can't use Besilas Ha'idon for your wicks. What is that? Identifies the Gemara. Achvina. That is the achvina. That is from the willow tree, the arava. Ravin v'abai have ka'az lebepakta de tamarisa. They went to the valley of this place called Tamarisa. Chazinu lahanu arvasa. They saw a arava tree, a willow tree. Omar le ravin la'abaye. Hainu Edom disnan. This is what's taught in our Mishnah as Edom that cannot be used for our wicks. Omar lei hahi eitz ba'almahu. But this is a piece of wood. Certainly cannot be used for wicks. Kolaf va'ochui lei amarini sa de beni. He peeled off the outer bark and then he showed him the wool that was between the outer bark and the wood. That's what cannot be used for our wicks. The Mishnah goes on to say, Velo Besilas HaMidbar, identifies the Gemara, Shavro. Shavro is referring to a long type of grass that cannot be used as a wick either. The Mishnah goes on to say, Velo Birokesh Al Pnei HaMayim, not the green that is on the surface of the water. Mai, he asked the Gemara, what are you referring to as this greenery? Ilema ukamto de charitzi, if you're referring to it as a dark type of algae, the green of the algae of a charitz, of when you dig a hole and you have water that's stale and algae grows from there, that can't be because ipruchi mefarchan, that will then break, that will crumble easily. So certainly cannot be a wick. Elomra papa ukamto. Ukamto de arova. It's referring to the algae that grows on the bottom of the boat. That algae cannot be used for a wick. Tano hoisifu alein shel tzem v'shel seyar. The Braisa added two other things onto the list that cannot be used for wicks. One of them is tzemer, and one of his is Seyar, not wool and not hair. V'tana didon semen bekovatz kovitz. Since semer, wool, is something that shrivels, and seyar ichruche michrach, and hair burns, and therefore the Mishnah did not have to state those two because those are obviously cannot be used for wicks.